Not a pleasant sight here today, and that's why we've got the Ditto Cam off. Hopefully, we'll have it back on tomorrow. Now, I've got to do something here to open this hour of today's excursion into broadcast excellence. And as I need to apologize to both Senator Obama and to Senator McCain. We had a caller, the last caller of the hour. Their name was Tammy, is that right? What we were talking about McCain or Hillary and Obama in that race with her, right? Obama's qualifications. And she told me what her 12-year-old's, is that right, 12-year-old's reaction to Obama was. That he, little 12-year-old, thought Obama looked like Curious George, and I chuckled. And we went to a break. I'd never heard of Curious George. Only now have staffers sent me little pictures of Curious George. Never heard of Curious... Folks, when I was a kid, the last cartoon I ever watched... No, I didn't watch Mighty Mouse. I never watched Mighty... This is the whole point. I watched... What are the cartoons I watched? I watched Yogi Bear, Jellystone Park. I watched The Flintstones. The Wacky Racers, which was hilarious. Well, I don't know about this Curious George character. I had no idea Curious George was a monkey. So, the Jetsons. I didn't like the Jetsons. This is the whole point. I didn't read comic books. I did not watch cartoons. Well, I did like El Cabong. You know, Quick Draw McGraw, that sort of, but I did not watch cartoons. Nope, did not, never read Batman, never read Superman, never read Flash. I didn't read comic books. There was one time, there was a comic, my mother was going to have to be gone, so she made me heat up a Swanson's fried chicken TV dinner. And I wanted to read something while I was eating. It was some cartoon. I can't even tell you what the comic book was. But, I also watched Clutch Cargo. But I have no idea who this Mighty, or this Curious George guy was. Now I do. So the pictures of Curious George, everybody's talking about Curious George. So, I wish to apologize to both Senator Obama and Senator McCain. It was not my intent to bring dishonor guttural utterances into this campaign. It happened. I laughed about it. It was a 12-year-old kid's reaction to Obama. It was told by his mother. I was laughing because I was being polite, but I'd never heard of Curious George. I still don't know what the deal is. I mean, I see the pictures now, Curious George, but I have no clue what Curious George does. I don't know. And Dawn stunned me. Well, yeah, Curious George was around when you were growing up. Well, first, I have heard, in fact, I can tell, I have never seen a cartoon starring a monkey. And so, unless there was one on the Jetsons, or on the Flintstones, but I think those were dinosaurs and alligators. So, at any rate, we have fired the caller, Tammy. We're not going to put up with this on this program, ladies. We're not going to tolerate this kind of stuff on this program. And I do officially apologize to both Senator Obama and to Senator McCain. Well, why aren't you apologizing to Hillary? Well, she's probably happy it happened. No, I guess I better apologize for saying that. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, what this, I'm doing this as an illustration for you of how really uptight and tense everybody's going to be with any kind of criticism of Barack Obama. On the Republican side, I think we may set a record in this upcoming campaign. If Obama is the nominee, we may set a record for the number of apologies to him and his campaign by various Republicans and so forth. So that's that. I regret that it happened. I can't use the McCain excuse that I wasn't here, because I was here. Well, I know I'm here, but I'm not really here. And it was the end. It was coming up on a hard break. And then, just being polite to the caller. Do I know who Snoopy? You know something? She just asked me. I have never once watched a Snoopy television show. I have never read a Snoopy book. I have seen Snoopy on the blimp. covering golf tournament sort, but I have not. No, I was into the cerebral pursuits. I'm telling you, when I was a kid, all I wanted to do was be older. I didn't want to be identified as doing anything that kids did. So, no. Well, fine. Adults watch Snoopy. I didn't. I did watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at Christmas time. Thought that was cool. I really got into Christmas stuff. I still do, as you all know. But I did not. I mean, I know the Snoopy story. You got the Linus character. You got what's her name? They're always denying Charlie Brown the ball. Lucy is always, you know, Charlie Brown's the nerd. He's the brunt of all the jokes. I don't know what Snoopy does Snoopy sits on top of the doghouse. I don't know what he does. I just know the character Snoopy. I have never read. Was Snoopy in the newspapers? Okay. Were there comic books with Snoopy? The Charlie Brown strip is Snoopy. Okay. I never read the comic pages in the newspaper. I did not read the comic pages in the newspaper. I didn't do the crossword puzzle. I didn't read classified ads. I went to the editorial page. I went to the sports page. And that was my extent of using. And sometimes, you know, the news section and so forth. I did not read the comics. And that's why I never heard of this loco weed, Crazy George, or Curious George, whatever his name is. Curious George? I have never watched an episode of The Simpsons. I have seen The Simpsons when it's been on other people's TVs. I have keep walking. I'm not big into animation. I'm into what's real, the right now. Animated stuff leaves me cold. I got roped into this. I did watch Finding Nemo. The funniest part of that movie was in the sharks. They're having a 12-step meeting to get over their addiction of eating little fish like Captain Nemo or little. When I first heard about Finding Nemo, I thought it was like Captain Nemo of the Nautilus. You know, some little goldfish swimming around.